WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Baltimore KKK member will be allowed to leave Virginia while awaiting sentencing. Virginia's attorney general sues a Madison service dog company. And 3 years after nearly shutting down, more students are showing interest in Sweetbriar College. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, May 10th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the Shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
A Ku Klux Klan member will be allowed to leave Virginia while awaiting sentencing. Richard Preston of Baltimore is pleading no contest to firing a gun at the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville last August. Preston was scheduled to be sentenced Wednesday, but a judge in Charlottesville ordered a pre-sentencing report instead. Sentencing is now set for August 21st, more than a year after video showed Preston yelling and firing a handgun once near a crowd of rallygoers and counter-protesters. Also, Virginia's attorney general is suing a Madison company for delivering poorly trained service dogs to customers who paid thousands of dollars. More than 50 customers complained about the company, Warren Retrievers Incorporated, according to Mark Herring's office. The lawsuit says the nonprofit promised customers trained dogs that could detect extreme blood sugar levels and alert humans. The lawsuit claims that instead they received poorly trained Labrador Retriever puppies. The company's CEO, Charles D. Warren Jr., is also accused of lying to customers and donors about serving in the military. And 3 years after nearly shutting down, more students are showing interest in Sweetbriar College. The private college in Amherst County says it has seen a 40% increase in admission deposits over last year. In 2015, the school's leaders said low enrollment and financial challenges would force it to close, but students and alumni rallied and raised nearly $30 million to keep the college open. Virginia lawmakers are locked in a heated debate over the role that Congress has in conducting oversight on the Trump administration. Virginia Public Radio's Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Republican Congressman Dave Brad is reviving the Congressional Constitution Caucus because he says lawmakers need to stay up on the fundamentals of their duty.
And obviously that's the document that represents the founding and then the continuing foundation on which all law is based. And so you cannot pay too much attention intellectually and in practice.
But Democrats are crying foul. That's because the GOP is in the majority and they wield the gavels on Capitol Hill. Yet they haven't been holding many hearings to investigate the scandals that are dogging the Trump administration. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says Republicans will get punished in November for giving the White House a pass on everything from Russia to lavish spending by cabinet officials.
And that's another reason why the midterm elections are going to be so important. Will we restore the constitutional obligation of the legislative branch as a separate but co-equal branch to hold the executive branch accountable irrespective of which party controls the White House?
Voters will have the final say in this debate when they enter voting booths in November. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.